Message from the USDA.
Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, it's appropriate we're speaking today, Bill Conklin, who's Managing Director of the Ingham County Road Commission. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you this evening?
Well, with this, I'm great. Thank you for asking. With the snow falling and more predicted over the next few days, it's as if I actually knew this was coming. what I wanted to ask you about in these times of shrinking budgets and resources, the snow starts falling on a day like this morning, and people are talking about roads getting plowed and stuff. So I guess the question to you is, where do we stand at this point in the winter with – this is not anticipated to be a big storm, but where do we stand with you know, salt and man hours and availability for trucks and so forth for plowing?
Well, due to having a fairly light winter, other than the storm we had just before Christmas and the event this morning, we're a little bit under budget in usage of our budget so far. Typically, in the beginning of January, we've used 20, 25, maybe 30% of our budget, whereas right now we're at about 16% of our budget for use of salt and driver overtime. So we're pretty good from that point of view. If the winter continues like it did for most of December, again, except for the storm we had just before Christmas, that'll be pretty good for our budget and leave a better portion of it for doing maintenance work in the summer months. But if it continues like it did with that storm we had just before Christmas, and we get more of these lake effect snow showers like we got this morning and may get again this week, that could peter away our budget, and we wouldn't have extra left for doing maintenance in the summer. But right now we're a little bit ahead of the game, and we're hoping that it stays that way.
Very good. What about in terms of budget? Resources are down, you know, available dollars are down this year, and yet costs, I'm guessing, are going up for some of the materials you're using.
Yeah, our cost for salt has doubled in the last half dozen years, while our Michigan Transportation Fund revenue has declined about 17% in the same half dozen year time period. We've lost revenue due to Michigan's declining economy. People aren't driving as much; they're driving more fuel efficient cars. Unfortunately, with a large number of our population out of work, people are not commuting and buying gas to go to work. Not vacationing as much, and so that reduces the collection of gas taxes and vehicle registration fees, tied to new car purchase and that sort of thing. So with people not buying new cars and driving as much, Michigan's transportation funds have been declining 17% for the road commission, most other road commission cities that maintain their streets, and costs, like you say, have skyrocketed. Most of our costs for salt, asphalt for our summer maintenance program, fuel for our trucks, have all roughly doubled in the last half dozen years. So that's really put a crimp on our ability to deliver services, both in winter maintenance and in summer surface maintenance.
A lot of people may not be aware, you kind of alluded to it just now, where the funding does come from for maintaining the roads.
Like I say, it comes from our state gas tax, which is 19 cents a gallon on gas and 15 cents a gallon on diesel fuel. That has not been adjusted since 1997, I believe, if I've got the year correct. And it needs to be adjusted because it's tied to the gallon. And like I say, with people driving less, driving more fuel-efficient vehicles, not buying quite as many new cars as they used to because there's the vehicle registration fee component of it, there has been a decline in the collection of that. And since it's tied to the gallon, it's not tied to the price of gas, there is not an inflationary adjustment factor built into it. So it's put a real crimp on the State Highway Department, most road commissions, cities and villages that maintain the roads, while costs have inflated for other materials such as salt and asphalt and fuel and that sort of thing.
I'm always kind of fascinated. I don't know the exact number, but how many miles of road the Ingham County Road Commission is responsible for in terms of plowing and maintaining?
Well, we have a total of about 1,255 miles of road, and About 430 of that is our more heavily traveled primary roads, and the rest of it is local roads, such as rural local roads and subdivision streets. So it's a pretty big task. Another area where it's impacted us is we've had to reduce our staff. We used to have upwards of 70 available drivers, whereas now we have 49 available drivers, 39 regularly assigned drivers, 10 more that we can call upon. And so each driver is covering more area, and that takes more time for them to clear their area, particularly their primary roads, and then it takes us a little bit longer to get into the subdivisions and rural local roads.
So, yeah, so when people are wondering why a subdivision road, as you said, hasn't been plowed yet, these are some of the reasons. When do plows roll, Bill?
We have a couple drivers that work the night shift for us, typically from 10 o'clock till 7 o'clock in the morning. They come in early or stay late if necessary if we have a storm event. And then we have 39 other drivers that typically start their day at 7:30, although we'll call them in as early as 4:30 in the morning if we need to, if we have a big snow event. We had a couple dozen drivers in early this morning for the little skiff of snow we had today. So our night shift keeps the more busily traveled intersections and roads maintained over the nighttime hours when there's very little travel. And when they see events developing that's getting beyond their control, they call the supervisors, who in turn call in extra drivers as necessary, and then they work through the day. Typically by noontime, such as today, our roads are in generally pretty good condition, and including the in and out main streets of subdivisions, but it'll take typically a day or two additional to get the subdivisions and local roads completely cleaned up.
Certainly. So don't feel like you're being ignored. They're just priorities are getting to first. How much snow is generally, before you start the plows out, how much accumulation are you looking for?
Well, we don't really have an accumulation policy at the Road Commission. We respond whenever there's any type of poor conditions on our roadways, any inclement weather conditions that results in reduced traction on the roads. If it just needs salting and scraping off of a thin accumulation on the primary roads, we're going to be out there. For subdivisions, typically we will not continue working on those if they're judged to be passable and not to be hazardous, and clean those up the following days on regular time to save on our overtime budget. If, however, a subdivision or a local road is impassable or is judged to be highly hazardous to travel, we'll stay on overtime to clean those up. We make that a judgment call as the conditions present themselves at the end of the day.
Well, very good. It sounds like only, you know, maybe less than a half a dozen inches up through the weekend, but I thank you for clearing up some of these things for us and helping folks understand how it all works. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate being with you tonight.
Thank you so much.
Right.
We've been speaking with Bill Conklin, who's Managing Director of the Ingham County Road Commission, kind of helping us understand how the process works during the wintertime. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.